Welcome back to Socks and Seven.
Welcome back to Socks and Seven. We are your hosts, Kevin Tebow, Mason Reed, Jack Taggerman. And it was a rough one this weekend. Cold, hard to come by, bats freezing. What do you guys have to say about that?
Yeah, so I actually was going to be like a good member of Socks and Seven. Like game one, I actually went in my phone notes and was taking notes the whole game of like just stuff that I was thinking, right? After game two, just deleted it. I'm not doing that anymore. I just had so many negative things to say, and then I look back on it the day after and realize that, yeah, they stink, and I wanted to talk about how good they are. So, bad time for me to do that.
Just not a good series, you know? I mean, this has happened to the Boston Red Sox a lot of times in the last, like, 4 or 5 years where they do something pretty cool, like score 36 runs and sweep the Cardinals. And then, like, you forget in baseball, like, for some reason, we were just, like, all under the impression, like, oh, we're just going to do this every series and be super sick. But it's not really how baseball works. Like, we only scored 4 runs in 3 games against the Blue Jays, lost all 3. Pitching staff was pretty unbelievable, but just, like, we only scored like 1 run in 2 games. Really hard to score, really hard to win when you only score 1 run.
Yeah. And like, I mean, hats off to the pitchers. Dick Fitz pitched awesome. And then he got no help whatsoever. Crochet pitched awesome. No help whatsoever. Tanner Houck looked like Tanner Houck again. And honestly, should have had no earned runs. Got screwed by Bregman. And I got some things to say about Alex Bregman. He looked awful this series.
I mean, just before we get into breaking down games, hand up, I underestimated the Toronto Blue Jays. That's actually like a pretty half decent roster if Bo Bichette's gonna like continue to be a decent baseball player this year. He's batting like something. He's really, really hard out right now. The only like weakness I think we found all series was just a heater in on the hands. He couldn't seem to lay off and get up to that one. But I mean, other than the first guy that we faced that lit us up for no reason because it was 20 degrees out, they have 3 guys that can throw a good ball. So,
yeah, I mean, yeah. George Springer was just killing us, dude. Like, all 3 of those games, literally impossible to get out. Oh, this guy comes up, he's automatically going to do something that doesn't go in the Red Sox favor literally every single time. And, like, I guess I agree with Tags that I kind of underestimated them as well. Like, they do have some scrappy hitters. And, I mean, Gausman and Berrios are definitely both decent. But, like, still no reason that, like, we can't be scoring runs. Like, I mean, they're in first place in the division now. So, I mean, I guess that's who we're chasing. So, shouldn't be too hard to catch up to them if we just, like, hit the ball and because the pitching's been good.
Yeah, and, like, I did say it in our preview, pod. I did say, like, watch out for these Blue Jays. They made some moves over the offseason. They got some decent guys who could have comeback years, and it's looking like that might be the case. Bo Bichette looks back to Bo Bichette, that's for sure, because he definitely looked like trash last year, and now he's just every first pitch. If I see another first pitch fastball to Bo Bichette anywhere in the strike zone, I'm going to lose my mind. Every single first pitch of the game, Bo Bichette strikes one. Luckily, like, it was caught a couple times, but Jesus Christ. Flipping out, man. Trouble with the camera, dude. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's never fun to lose a series. Like, we were also inches from being swept today. Like, kind of the only reason that we won is because, like, Yimmy Garcia threw one, like, through Casas' legs that ended up, like, making sure that we, like, scored the tying run in the bottom of the 8th. Just no offensive production whatsoever. A lot of strikeouts. Like, we get lucky in the 10th by, like, Duran even gets caught stealing, but they walk the bases loaded. Like, after Duran hit the single, like, And then Trevor Story like goes down 0-2. Oh my god, he's gonna K. Like, we're gonna go to the 11. Literally gets the cup of the bat on the ball and pokes one out to second. So, I mean, it's always good to win, and we're back to 500, 7-7 ball club. That's 500 to me. I mean, we do get to play the White Sox next, so that's pretty good.
There was also a two-strike pitch to Casas that didn't even hit the black on the top or the inside corner. Like, that strike all every day. But Casas did kind of play it off, and it's nice to see one go in your favor.
That's for sure. And shout out Rob Refsnyder, good dirt ball read. Got bailed out there too. But, I mean, all around, like, it was a horrible series to watch baseball. Like, I was just sitting on my couch pissed off constantly the past 4 days. I don't think I've ever been this mad sitting down watching a baseball game in my life. You're just sitting there on your hands and knees begging, please get a hit, anything. Just make me happy once. There's nothing good happening at all. And just horrible fundamental baseball. Throwing the ball around the diamond, not bunting, no small ball whatsoever. Alex Cora had an awful series. Awful, awful, awful. Just bunt once with a guy on second base, nobody out, when you're starving for hits. You're starving, literally just hunger, famine.
Especially with it being with
David Hamilton. He's fast. Yeah. I've already talked about this. Bunt.
If Hamilton can get one down there too, it's literally freezing cold. These guys have stiff legs running to go get that bunt, and then you got to make a throw on the run in the cold. You probably bounce one. Vladdy, I think, was at first, only like two or three of the games, but he's not the best first baseman glove-wise. So,
yeah, I mean, just really, really infuriating series to watch, like, from like a perspective of a Red Sox fan. Just infuriating, like. If we had lost this game today, like, which we were very close to doing, like, that would probably have been like the most infuriating series in the history of the Red Sox, like, ever. Like, I don't know if it would have been like, I don't know if you could have found another series in the history of the team's organization and been like, oh, that one made me more mad as a fan than this one. Like, well, just really bad. And like,
you hear what they said on the broadcast? This was going to be the second time ever that the Sox have been swept at home in a 4-game series.
Yeah, no, see, like, and even after Story up that one, like, walk-off winner, everybody's getting pumped, happy flight to Chicago, but, like, he even said in the post-game press conference, he was like, yeah, like, when they were interviewing him, they were like, he was like, yeah, like, we want to dominate at home, and, like, 4-3 on the home stretch is good, but, like, I don't know, it's still, like, even after a walk-off win like that, it's still a tough for me to get excited, but like, hopefully we can get things going on the right path tomorrow against the Chicago White Sox, who are a really bad ball club.
No, today is like just about as bad as you can play in a baseball game and still win. Like, if it wasn't for Walker Buehler, who, thank God, he had his coming out showing and just shoved. And then, I mean, the only bright spot I think on this team currently, like, after that 4-game, is Aroldis Chapman. He's just coming into games and shutting it down, which is sweet.
Yeah, shout out Fours.
He's kind of
bad nails. Guy, but I'm glad you're on my team.
Yeah, he's kind of nails.
Yeah, he's looked awesome so far. That's for sure.
Today was a back-to-back too, and I think I saw in the latter half of his career he's kind of struggled throwing 2 days in a row. So
yeah, and he was still letting it pump too. He's still hitting 101 today.
Even in the cold, like, the cold doesn't clearly doesn't affect him. I don't know why it affects everyone else.
Yeah, it was bad. And like, I want to get into this last game. Like, the first three games, like, we can basically just say a lot of runs for them, not a lot of runs for us.
Yeah.
I mean, just poor situational hitting, not putting the ball in play when you need to, striking out ungodly amount of times. And just looking like complete buffoons.
The only note I remember from game one is, and again, I think we only scored like one run or whatever it was, so it didn't really matter. But I think five of their seven runs came with two outs. And a lot of those two-out rallies started with nobody on. And, you know, they get a dinky little single and then swipe a bag, or they get a walk and then swipe a bag, or they just string a couple hits together. But again, if you're not going to get the run support, how mad can you really be that they're scoring those runs?
For sure. And like, you, as much as you want to blame it on the defense, like at the same time, like it's on the offense too. Like, you got to score. So if anything, this series is definitely on the position players. That's for sure. The pitchers did great. One thing that pissed me off in this last game is it's Walker Buehler comes out and Cora puts in Justin Wilson to face two righties. When you have Garrett Whitlock fresh off 3 days rest, he's supposed to go two innings. You have Chapman still for the ninth. It's the seventh inning. Puts in Justin Wilson to face two righties, and then they're obviously going to pinch hit Vladdy for the third lefty that he has to see. Instant dank hit, Vladdy's up. What do you think's going to happen, bro? Like, it was bonehead move. He got outmanaged this series so clearly. And like, I'm big Alex Cora, best manager in baseball sometimes. This series, he had an awful series. Like, I don't know why he put Justin Wilson in.
Yeah, he just wasn't getting crafty enough for my liking. I like those moves that, you know, might not make that much sense, but it seemed like...
Yeah, I mean, another thing that I noticed in terms of, like, Alex Cora is, like, obviously the lineup stayed the same, like, every day, but, like, dude, especially when you score, like one run and then two runs and then one run, like, dude, it's, like, maybe time to, like, mix something up a little. Like, I think Willie Abreu got intentionally walked. Like, granted, sometimes it was in, like, the 10th inning, so, like, it makes sense. But, like, I think he got intentionally walked three times this series. Like, it was at least two. Like, we got to have somebody – like, Willie Abreu in the seven holes, like, all right, like, he's hitting seventh. But we got to have someone behind him that's, like, can at least do something, like, besides Raffaello, who strikes out most of the time. Like, Willie Abreu's nasty, and we can't just be, like, letting him get intentionally walked and stuff. Like, that's just, like, doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah. I don't know, yeah. I mean, definitely bad pitching decisions, too. Like, it doesn't really, like – I don't, like, put too much on, like, who he's putting in. Like, the games were close, but, like, if we're going to score one run, it doesn't matter. Like, this series was all about, like, the bats just, like, not doing anything, so.
And to your point about hitting someone behind Abreu, there's a really simple answer. And instead of moving your rookie second baseman, who's still trying to figure the position out, to center field, if you don't want to play Raffaella every day, fine, I get it. There's a really simple answer, and his name is Roman Anthony. He's the number one prospect in baseball. He's really good at baseball. You should, like, I don't know, maybe consider, like, calling him up. Especially if you're going to score two runs, one run a game, tag him in.
Hand up for the second time this podcast. If the Red Sox lost today and late in the game it really looked like they were going to, I was going to quit Sox in seven until Roman Anthony got called up. Because... like, I can't watch this team struggle to hit when you have, like, Babe Ruth of the 21st century sitting in the minors, just, like, hitting tanks every single game. Like, he has to be getting bored down there.
Yeah, I mean, dude, now is as good of a series as ever. To, like, I mean, he's not going to play for the Red Sox tomorrow, but, like, it probably would have been a good series to get him in there against the White Sox. Like, he'd probably get some good momentum going off there. Not so great starting pitchers. So maybe we play the Rays and then the White Sox again. Maybe when we play the White Sox again, that's a good time to put him in. Like, I'd be down. I'm very down to have Roman Anthony playing center field in this lineup.
Well, today was the deadline to get the compensation pick. So I don't know what they're thinking. So it's probably not going to be till later.
I'm also confused as to why Casas is hitting fourth and also a platoon bat. It's like, I understand, like, you expect a guy to be, like, one of your power hitters and he's off to a slow start, but you can't platoon him and bat him fourth. It's just, like, so counterintuitive. Either needs to be every day at first batting fourth or platooning and batting, like, seventh.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And
wait, did I lose connection for a second?
No, you're good.
No, I was just stuttering. Bad.
Yeah, no, Tristan Casas is probably, like, he's definitely, like, he's not showing me much right now. And I want to like him, but he's making it really hard by, like, striking out a lot and, like, not hitting any home runs.
Yeah, I mean, he's a notorious slow starter, but, like, it's getting to the point where, like, all right, we're getting halfway through April. Once we get to, like, end of April, like, you need to start hitting or I'm out on Tristan Casas. And, like, now that Vladdy's signed, like, we're not getting Vladdy. So, like, you need to start hitting, gang.
Yeah, just don't bat fourth anymore. Like, I don't know.
We just watched Devers start the year, like, 0-21, and Cora's, like, all the confidence in the world of this guy. He's going to be two-hole every single game. He's going to stay DHing. And I'm, like, that's got to help with the confidence. But I don't get how Casas is ever going to get back into groove if he's only going to be in the lineup versus right-handed pitchers.
Yeah, and the thing that makes me angry about it is, like, it's very clear that Alex Cora does not like Tristan Casas. Very clear. It's your first baseman, gang. That's what you got. Like, I like Romy Gonzalez, but he doesn't have the potential to, like, carry us. Like, Tristan Casas, like him or not, he does. But he's not showing it right now. But, like, you gotta give him a chance. If you don't, then, like, we're shit out of luck.
Yeah. And then Bregman, too. I know you said you want to talk about him. Like, he is just popping out way too much for my liking. Like, I think every single time, like, almost every time that I've watched him, he hits a pop-up to the infield or, like, shallow outfield, and it's really pissing me off. Like, he did not have a good series. Casas obviously had a horrible series. Like, and that's your 3 and 4 hitters. So, like, I mean, when your 3 and 4 hitters don't hit, it's not, like, really a surprise that you don't score that many runs. But, yeah, I mean, the two of them really need to get it going this weekend for sure.
If we came out today and scored, like, 6, 7, 8 runs, I was ready to attribute the whole series to the cold, especially the, like, Bregman played in Houston forever. Is it any warm there? Campbell, like, Georgia Tech, Georgia native, it's real warm down there. I was ready to attribute, like, not being ready to play in the cold, but the bats were just as dead as they were today that they were the 3 games prior. We just happened to get the pitching for a win.
Yeah, it's really what it is. Got lucky. Rob reached on an error. Like, really got lucky. That shows what happens when you put the ball in play. You got to stop striking out as much.
Yeah, we were tweaking pretty bad, like, when it got to the bottom of the 8th. When we were down 2-1. Like, I was just saying, please, like, please, please, like, please. And then, like, I mean, I guess our wishes got granted. But, like, I'm just, like, even after, like, a walk-off win, like, I'll say it again, I'm still just, like, not that excited. Like, we just didn't play that good of baseball this year. This series, we, like, kind of deserved to get swept in a 4-game series. But, like, that's the good thing is that we get to play the White Sox next. I'm pretty pumped to play the White Sox. I don't know about you guys. Like, they're really bad.
Yeah. But, like, at the same time, I just know, like, we're going to stroll into Tropicana Field and probably get swept. Like, I just, at this point, I just feel like we're cursed to 500, Bill. Like, it's just every time that I get any bit excited about the Boston Red Sox, I just come crashing back down because we score 2 runs over 10 games.
And it does feel that way.
It's ridiculous.
And, like, anything less than a 3-game sweep of the White Sox here is going to feel like a loss. And I'd be willing to bet the Sox are thinking the same thing. I'm looking at the White Sox team stats right now. Their batting average leader is batting 163. The best guy they have is batting 163.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm sure. I think I looked at their 3 pitchers this series. Like, I'm sure that you've never heard of any of them tags. Like,
no, I guarantee you I haven't. I actually just had to look at the first name of Miguel Vargas to make sure it's Miguel.
Yeah, like, dude, like, this is just a team, like, you've literally never heard of these guys that are going out on the bump to pitch for them. Like, who are their 3 starting pitchers in the series, Steve? Yeah.
Game 1, it's Davis Martin.
Who was that?
Game 2.
It's
former Red Sox legend Martin Perez.
All right, like, dude, Martin Perez, like, come on.
And then game 3, I don't even know. Shane Smith.
Who's going for
Shane
us?
Shane Smith, bro. I know Crochet is throwing on Sunday. Yeah.
Game one, it's Sean Newcomb versus Davis Martin. That'll be tomorrow at 7:40 p.m. Eastern. Saturday at 4:10 Eastern, we have Richard Fitz versus Martin Perez. And then game three at 2:10 p.m. Eastern, we have Garrett Crochet versus Shane Smith.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, that's just, like, game one against Davis Martin. Like, yeah, Sean Newcomb's pitching. Like, Sean Newcomb could really deal against this White Sox lineup. Like, he could really go six shot. And, like, we're Davis Martin, bro, I get an Easton Lucas diced us the other night. Like, we were kind of talking shit about Easton Lucas on the last podcast, and he threw six scoreless with, like, 10 Ks or, like, 8 Ks or something. So that sucked. But, like, this time, like, dude, Davis Martin, bro. Like, if we're not scoring runs off Davis Martin tomorrow, then, like, I really don't know, man. We're really going to need to score at least 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 runs tomorrow against Davis Martin.
Yeah. I also didn't look to see if Ethan Lucas was a left-handed pitcher, and of course he was. Like, our team still stinks against left-handed pitching if Alex Bregman isn't going to do anything.
I mean, that guy, as big of a nobody as he is, he was kind of painting.
No, he was dealing.
Like, yeah. Tough game to run into that. But this White Sox team, and I'm sorry to all the White Sox fans out there, especially the kind gentleman that was sitting in front of us on opening day, but this team is horrible.
Definitely the worst in MLB. And, like, they're 2-10, and, like, they should be 2-13 not very long from now. And if they're not, like, that's a disappointment for us. Like, you really got to take advantage of these series. Like, I know it's early in the season, but, like, this series and next weekend when we play them again, like, that's 6 games that you could look back on and be like, oh my God, thank God we swept the White Sox 6-0 there. Like, if we had dropped one of those, like, maybe that pays dividends in the long run. Like, at least beat these guys like 5 times. Like, 4 times is like bare minimum.
No, I like it's literally, and again, I know it's only April, but 4 would kind of seem like the Red Sox are still stinking it up.
Yeah, and also Crochet Day is on Sunday, right? So yeah, that he doesn't pitch against the Rays. So that's 2 starts of Garrett Crochet against his former team, who he's clearly going to want to stick it to. Like I made it out the trenches. You guys didn't. Like, he's actually going to deal in both of those games. So, like, I don't know. It's definitely, like, this upcoming 9-game stretch I'm excited for. We're definitely going to need to hit the ball, though. That's where it starts, is hitting the ball, because we did not do that last series.
It's for sure. It's for show. And you guys got any closing thoughts?
I'm going to give a quick weather report for the city of Chicago.
Hopefully it's not cold.
All right. Friday, we're looking at 48 and sunny, low of 36. So, like, cold's not really an excuse. Saturday, we're looking at high of 56, low of 34. Cold's not really an excuse. Sunday, we're looking at high of 60, low of 46. Cold's not really an excuse, so.
Yeah, leave the shiesties home at Boston.
Yeah.
We don't need any hand warmers. We don't need, like, any heaters or anything. Let's just go and play baseball, man.
Yeah. If I see us, if somehow, by some miracle, we make the playoffs and I see the shiesties come out in October, I'm walking out of the stadium.
No, that is something that was kind of in the back of my head watching this, because this is October weather that we just played in. So, and like I texted you guys, like, game one or game two, they seemed like so unprepared for the cold. It, like, I mean, the bench guys are wearing jackets on the bench, and we put shiesty masks on, and it looked like that was the only changes that we made.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess my closing thought would be, like, definitely stinks to play so bad. But, like, this season's been literally, like, we're only, like, 14 games in. We're 7-7. We started off on opening day at the highest of highs, fell down to the lowest of lows. back up to the highest of highs against the Cardinals and all the way back down to the lowest of lows. Like, we've already been through the ringer, so, like, I mean, it would be really be nice to, like, even out at, like, a plateau where it just keeps going up like this instead of, like, all that. And, like, what a no better place to start than against in Chicago against the Chicago White Sox. Like, let's just hit the baseball this weekend.
Yeah. I agree. I think my closing thought is just hit the baseball along with Reed. That'd be cool.
Hit the baseball.
Yeah. Score runs.
Yep. Score runs. Double, single, walk, home run.
Hits with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, yeah. All that good stuff. I mean, and even after going on the roller coaster all the way back down to the lowest, we're only one game back of the Blue Jays and the Yankees. Like, where it's not like we're already chasing a bunch. Like, and I'm sure that the team that they're playing this weekend can't possibly be as bad as the one we're playing. So that's a good sign as well.
That is.
I do want to give a quick shout out to Red Sox legend Quinn Priester. He went five innings today, five hits, one earned, two walks, four Ks. Couldn't get the run support for a win. Brewers lose 7-2 to the Rockies. But shout out Quinn Priester.
Also, the Pedro stuff. Pray for Pedro's family, man. Yeah. Pray for Pedro's family. Red Sox legend for sure. Love that guy.
Yeah. And lastly, we signed Yasmani Grandal to a minor league deal.
I did see that.
See you, Blake Sable. Yeah. Get off my team, buddy.
Yasmani Grandal's kind of tough.
Quick tidbit about Yasmani Grandal. He has zero speed in the show. literally zero.
No, he's pretty good, though. He can kind of rake a little bit and is good defensively. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind him, like, getting into form and starting to hit pretty well and finding his way into the lineup. He could be kind of a dog.
Just a veteran catcher would be nice. Someone who can, like, be counted on to do anything.
Yeah, because we definitely are missing that catcher and, like, also in other positions where guys need to hit the ball. And what better time, I'll say it again, what better time to start doing that than against the Chicago White Sox this weekend. So let's sweep this series. At least if we somehow like get unlucky and lose one, let's at least win and get on here like happy next time with like an above 500 record, and then go to Tropicana, fuck up the Rays, play the White Sox again. Things could go up for us here, boys. I'm feeling pretty good. Like
Steinbrenner, not going to Tropicana.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, things could be looking up for here. I mean, I guess it is good to win today. Like, I was talking about how, like, oh, we won today, but I still don't even feel good. But I'm feeling a little bit better now. Like, these next nine games over the next week and a half, good things could happen for us here.
Yeah, I hope so. Because if not, I'm going to be pretty mad. All righty. We will see you guys Sunday night after the White Sox series on Crochet Day.